The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 different countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace, through music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S. From Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled, "We Always Have to Try to Adjust to New Circumstances," in New Jersey, USA, on June 23rd, 1992.
Any question?
No, just wondering, we have some sort of milestone on the light and the sun.
Yeah.
But do we have also a milestone for life experience?
Cannot just do that. We don't have a pattern for everyone. Each one has to learn his own way, and each one must be different. I'm not a dictator to tell you, oh, do this and you're okay, do that, you're all right. No, 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 no. Even though I guide you, but you are liberal. You have to be liberated. You have to be free. Understand? Because even though there are rules for car driving, for example, but each one drive a little bit different, no? Yes. You drive fast, you drive slow, you drive a little bit sideways, you drive in the middle. No need for that. Milestone, even for spirituality, is only for you to recognize a little bit of your experience, but each one even have a little bit more outside, you know, glorious and framework for his own. No need to box people into into cargo and ship it to heaven. All right, I understand, but that's not the way. I am for liberty. We cannot always teach people, you see. I only teach you when things arise. Otherwise, I wouldn't dream of it. I couldn't even think of it. By the way, because of this incident, I teach you a little bit more about the way, the philosophy of life in every other situation. Because you have to know it. I give only the guideline, and you have to know with your common sense and your different circumstances of life and your different motive and the different people around you, different reaction. Even though same circumstance, sometimes you have to react differently. Therefore, this you know only from wisdom. And I give a few examples only, yeah? Cannot put everything out. For example, the teacher, English teacher, he teach you a few sentences in English, yeah? Or a few homework. But later, you have to read yourself in order to broaden your English, right? He cannot lie down every lessons for you to read until you die. Understand? Yes. Each one has to preserve his own individuality, and this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Even if I could say I recommend you read Shakespeare, for instance, but you don't like Shakespeare, so why should you? You can read other things. Anyhow, when many people come, you know, the pressure is greater. And when a little bit, not many people, then it's nicer. You can contact easy. Because when people come together with different vibration, different magnetic field, and they clash with each other, and suddenly they feel nervous, you know, and in a hurry for something. They don't know why. They might want to get out, but they have to stay in. And they wander in and out at the same time. And they get confused. That's where many people congregate. It's always like that. And you study where the crowd is. You know it. Yeah, people get excited somehow. Because of different vibration and pressing on their space. You understand? Give them no dimension, no breathing space. Sometimes I was on the airplane. Yes. And if I could meditate very well, it's okay. Yes. Then I feel much better. But if not, if I sit next to the smoking row, and if somebody just stand around my chair and talk all the time, then I will get in trouble. I feel very tense, very pressured, and I just want to walk out of the airplane. Yes, sometimes I have to control. Yes, of course I can control that. But it's not always pleasant feeling to have to be brought up into the physical controlling level. And where you are aware that you have to control yourself. You understand? And normally, because if you are in a little bit relaxing level, higher level, you're not aware of controlling yourself and you don't need to. You just feel at ease. And when I was in India, and sometimes I run into the crowd because of spiritual searching, and some of the ashram are packed with people. Yes. Also in some of the congregation, for example, 12 years, Kumbh Mela, the great gathering of all the so-called spiritual practitioners in India. And more the monks come. Thousands of tents are put up in a large area next to the Ganges. And every day people part in the Ganges and chanting with gong and drum and all kind of loudspeaker system. And because I had nothing to do at that time, also I visit one of these. And also it's rare, 12 years one, so I want to see. Also, I happened to pass by there, you see. And then I came in and, I had the hardest time in my life deciding whether to leave or to stay. Yeah. It was already past midnight, you know. It's difficult to leave, but I feel it's so hard to stay. Around you, thousands of people. Walking, sleeping, eating, talking, chanting. I never had such a struggling feeling before. Except at that time, in that crowd. Well, they have millions of people, not thousands, millions of people. You feel the pressure. It's an interesting experience.
In America now, there's a lot of women.
And it's different than usual. One of the things that they're speaking about is abortion. And in America right now, there's an issue between, for they say pro-choice means that the woman has the right to choose.
Yes.
And the people on the other side say, you shouldn't have an abortion and it's not your decision. For me, I support these women running for office, and almost all of them are pro-choice. They want to make the decision, and the people on the other side say, no, you want to kill babies.
Yes.
And I'm thinking a lot about the precepts, as I'm very pro-choice, but it doesn't fit with the precepts.
Of course not. You knew that before you came.
Right, but I wonder, I'm not pro-abortion.
So why pro-choice?
Well, because I don't think it's someone else's decision. I don't think I should make it for someone else, the decision.
So that's precisely why the woman should not make the choice for the baby. Have you ever asked the baby what his choice is? That's precisely pro-choice. Since the woman should want to have a choice, they should have a choice before. Understand? Pro-choice means choice for baby also, eh? Why we take side for a big person and don't consider the innocent child? That's okay, pro-choice. I'm pro-choice in that case. We have to be fair, huh? Fair to the baby, huh? Because in this day we have many choices. We have contraception, we have everything that is valuable. Why don't choose the wise one, huh? In the olden day, maybe we're more helpless, but nowadays it's better, huh? So we should not even think about this question. The children in America and the women in America are wiser than anyone else about contraception. Preventive care for birth control. So that is a good pro-choice and no other better pro-choice. No? Yeah. Or control ourselves. Of course, I understand the human difficulty sometimes, but we should take care not to let it happen. It's better for our conscience. It's very difficult to forgive ourselves. Not that the society doesn't forgive you, even if it's pro-choice. Even all the world shouting pro-choice when you do these things, sometimes very difficult to live with. Okay? So I have to think of the woman conscience also, all the life through. Yeah. Not just for that moment.
I agree. I understand and agree with that. My question is, can I still support the candidates politically that believe that?
If you can live with your conscience, yes. That's your choice. Okay? And don't need to ask me because it's not my choice. You know my choice. You know it before you came for initiation, so we didn't force you to accept my opinion if you didn't want to. Understand? Yes. We say the precept before you came, no? Non-killing, including abortion or not? Yes, yes, yes. So we are very sincere and honest, laid all open. You choose it. So the pro-choice begin before initiation, not after. I understand? You know what my precepts and my teaching, yeah? And it's up to you to accept it. And that is also pro-choice. Once you accept it, you don't cause confusion for yourself. Understand? And cause trouble for me. Because it's a heavy karma, huh? If you want to support it, you take all the bad karma. And I don't have nothing to do with it. It's okay. And you go where you want to go afterward. Then it's all right. But I promise you, I won't take the bad karma. Not the extra unnecessary burden that you carry for yourselves. I already get rid of all your burdens for you. And now you want to get a new burden. And you know, nowadays, even if you have a child and you cannot take care, other people take care. I'm not that strict, really. It's just strict per circumstance. We have a loving rules. It's not the strict rules. Therefore, that is a true rule, a true precept. Because you remember Jesus when he was asked about an adulteress, yeah? And to condemn her, and he didn't. Because she was in love with this man anyhow from the first place, and they separated her and abused her every day of her so-called marriage. So anyhow, when the lover came back, of course they cannot forget each other, especially in such a brutal circumstance of her marriage, right? So it's natural that they embrace each other and express in their love. So she is not an adulteress, even though from the standpoint of the law she is, but she doesn't violate any precepts in that case. You understand what I mean? So we have to be flexible. Hmm? Yes, that's why I said to you, no need to pro-choice because we have so many choices already. Huh? Understand? We have pills and very convenient things for us. Hmm? So do come again if you wish, yeah? And when and I have time, I'll be with you. I'm not a superhuman. I'm just probably super in effort, yeah? And super in my determining to serve people to give the best I can. In that case, I'm super. So stop complaining, be happy. And remember, every time you come to any centers, just look inward and forget all the outer circumstance as much as you can. In that way, you get a lot of blessing whenever you are in a center. Even if I'm there or not there, you get only the best and the most tranquil feeling that you don't get at home. Otherwise, no use to come there. Yes? And if we come to a center, we try to preserve this spiritual atmosphere. If we try to make noise and disturb it, we get a lot of terrible karma. For ourselves also, because we stop our growth. Yeah? And we put obstacles in our way to enjoy the blessing there in the center. Good night, love you.
We are very happy to have you with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Healthy Living is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be light and bright with God's grace.